ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीवामरूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे Vijnanamaya Kosha. We have seen, we all, now it was supposed to have understood that definitely what is mind. So this vrittis come and go alone constitute the mind also. Therefore mind, vyashti manaha is not different from samashti manaha known as hiranyagarbha. Therefore it is, there's no independent existence, therefore it is mithya. And it's also object of knowledge. Therefore, it is mithya. Therefore, atma is not this manomayaha. And is manomaya resolved in vyashti manaha in samashti manaha? See the whole manaha also as Ishvara. When you see every individual aspect as Ishvara, then you, the ahankara goes. Where is you? Only Bhagavan is there. At the samashti annam level, when you see your body being non-different from samashti annam, there's only Bhagavan Virat. Where are you? There's no I. Then when you see the Vyashti Prana, a Samashti Prana Sutra Atma Bhagavan Hiranyagarbha, you are not there. Only Bhagavan is there in the form of your prana. When you see your own Antakkaranam, especially here now Manomaya, all emotions which constitute the Manomaya, we'll see later on. Manomaya also is what? Samashti Manaha Sutra Hiranyagarbha. Now we are moving on to Vijnanamayaha. It is Vijnanamaya who alone has the status of being the knower, doer, enjoyer, etc. Especially knower and doer. Vijnanamaya is the knower, doer. So, enjoyer, we are going to see later on Anandamaya. So, Vijnanamaya. So, who is the one who has the status of being the knower? It is this Vijnanamaya. And what is this Vijnanamaya? It's also non-different from Samashti. Vijnanamayaha, that is called Samashti Buddhihi Mahattattvam. When you say Mahattattvam, all this is what? Bhagavan. So again, Samashti is Ishvara. Samashti is manifestation of the only knowledge in all intellects which says it is Ishvara. Therefore, at every level, seeing the Vyashti being non-different from Samashti is appreciation of Bhagavan. Okay, so it's only Bhagavan at each level. That's why different every level of experience, every field of experience is one order of manifestation of Bhagavan. It's only Bhagavan. And you resolve the Samashti Annam in Samashti Prana, Samashti Prana in Samashti Manaha. Samashti Manaha also now becomes resolved in Samashti Buddhihi, Samashti Vijnanamayaha, which is Arvisatvi Mahatattvam. Now we are going to see what does the Rig Mantra say about Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. We'll see here. Tadapyesha Sloko Bhavati Purvavat Yatha Annamayadinam Brahmanoktanam Prakashakaha Slokaha एवं विज्ञानमयस्य अपि इति चतुर्थ अनुवाक भाष्यम्. So in the same meaning, there is this mantra that throws light on Vijnanamaya Atma, similar to what was said earlier for Annamaya to Manomaya. Tadapi asmin Vijnanamaye yeshaha Vijnanamayasya Prakashakaha Shlokaha Bhavati. This mantra is there revealing Vijnanamayaha. Yatha, just as Annamayadinam Prakashakaha Shlokaha Evam Vijnanamayasyapi Prakashakaha Shlokaha. There were mantras throwing light upon Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya that we have previously discussed. In the case of Vijnanamaya also, there is mantra. What we discussed is in the Brahmana portion of the Shastra. The Vakyam quoted is in the Mantra portion. What is that mantra? So I just want to give a small note before entering to the reading. Vijnanamayaha is the Karta. Anandamayaha is the Bhokta. Finally, we are going to understand this Bhokta, the experiencer, is the basic person. And everyone wants to be this basic person. As the basic person, Bhokta is closest to limitlessness, fullness, wholeness. As part of Anandamaya, both Atma and Brahma are introduced later on. Okay, we'll see that. First, Anuvakaha Panchamaha. Vijnanam Yajnantanute. Vijnanam Yajnantanute. Karmanita Nute Picha. Karmanita Nute Picha. Vijnanam Veda Sarve. Brahma Jeshtamupasate. Vijnanam Brahma Chedveda. Tasma Chena Pramadyati. Sharire Papmano Hitva. Sharire Papmano Hitva. Sarvan Kaman Samashnota Iti. Sarvan Kaman Samashnota Iti. Tasyesha Eva Sharira Atma. Yapurvasya. Tasmadvaye tasmad vijnanamayat anyontara atmanandamayaha tenaisha purnaha savayesha purusha vidhayeva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidhaha tasya priyame vashiraha Modo dakshina pakshaha, pramoda uttara pakshaha, ananda atma, brahma puccham pratishtha, tadapyesha sloko bhavati. So here, vijnanam yajnantanute, karmanitanute picha, Vijnanam Deva Sarve Brahma Jeshtamupasate Vijnanam Brahma Chedveda Tasmachena Pramadyati Sharire Papmano Hitva Sarvan Kaman Samashnuta Iti. And Iti, until Iti, make a note, is a Rigveda Mantraha. It is not a Yajurveda mantra. It's a Rigveda mantra in Taittiriya Upanishad, which is a prose Upanishad. And the iti is the expression which indicates the ending of Rig mantra. And this Rig mantra, make a note, even though it's in fifth Anuvaka, this Rig mantra is pertaining to the Vijnanamaya Atma. Okay, I'm going to read English now. The Vijnanamayaha performs all the rituals. Vijnanam yajnantanute means the Vijnanamaya tanute performs yajnam ritual. You can say all the rituals. Not only that, karmanitanute picha and cha and api also karmani tanute. Tanute performs all the worldly actions also. So Vijnanamayaha performs all the rituals and also all the worldly actions. Karmani means all the worldly actions. The word karma also means ritual. Karmani in general, all actions. Vijnanam deva sarve e brahma jeshtam upasate. Only now you get the complete sentence. Upasate means worship. Who worship whom? Devaha. Devaha sarve. Sarve devaha. All deities, all devas. Upasate worship. Whom? Brahma. All deities worship Brahma. Who is Brahma? We'll see. Samashti Vijnanamaya. Samashti Vijnanam Brahma. Samashti Vijnanamaya. Otherwise said, no? Mahatattvam Brahma. Samashti Vijnanamaya. So all devas worship Samashti Vijnanamaya. As Brahma. Brahma Jeshta Upasate. You can say the all devas worship Vigya, Samashti Vijnanamayaha Brahma, or Samashti Vijnanamaya as Brahma. Who is the Samashti Vijnanamayaha? Jeshtam. Brahma Jeshtam Upasate. Jeshtam Brahma Upasate. Sarve Devaha Vijnanam Jeshtam Brahma Upasate. All deities worship the first and foremost Jeshtam. Samashti Vijnanamaya as Brahman. And Vijnanam Brahma Chedveda Chet. If a person Vijnanam Brahma Vijnanam Veda. Brahma Vijnanam Veda means what? If one meditates upon the total Vijnanamaya. Chet means if a person Brahma Veda, the Vijnanam Brahma Veda. If a person meditates upon the total Vijnanamaya, Samashti Vijnanamaya, as Brahman, then Tasmat Chet Na Pramadyati. Tasmat Na pramadyati chet. Tasmat brahmanaha na pramadyati chet. If he does not stray away, na pramadyati. If he does not stray away from that meditation, tasmat, from that meditation, na pramadyati, does not stray away, chet, if. If he, that person does not stray away from that meditation, then what happens? Result is mentioned. Sharire papmanaha hitva. Having destroyed all sins in his in the body. Sharire papmanaha. Papma singular. Papmanaha plural. Objective plural. Sharire papmanaha hitva. Having destroyed all papams. Sharire in the body. Sarvan kaman samashnute. Sarvan kaman samashnute iti. Enjoys all pleasures. Enjoys all pleasures. It literal meaning. We can take it as will enjoy. So what he says. Brahma jeshtam upasate. Vijnanam brahma chedveda. If a person jeshtam vijnanam brahma upasate. Vijnanam Brahma Veda Chet Tasmat Na Pramadyati Chet Sharire Papmanaha Hitva Sarvan Kaman Samashnute Iti. Until then, so all devatas worship the first and foremost Vijnanamaya as Brahman. If one meditates upon the total Vijnanamaya, Samashti Vijnanamaya as Brahman, and if he does not stray away from that meditation, tasmat na pramadyati chet, charire papmanaha hitva, having destroyed all papams in the body, sarvan kaman samashnute, and will, he will enjoy all and will enjoy all pleasures. Okay. Thus ends the Rig Mantraha. This Vijnanamaya is indeed the inner self of the previous one. In fact, Anandamaya is his self, which is other than and interior to that Vijnanamaya. The Vijnanamaya is filled up by the Anandamaya. This Anandamaya also is of human form only. It is of human form in keeping with the human form of that Vijnanamaya. A pleasant disposition indeed is its head. Joy is the right wing. Ecstasy is the left wing. Ananda is the trunk. Brahman is the tail, as it were, which is the support. In this regard, there is the following mantra. Now please remember, we have to leave all these mantras. We are going to focus only now on Vijnanamaya, which ends Samashrata Iti. Okay? We are going to see the meaning of the Rig Mantra pertaining to Vijnanamaya. I just read the translation for the sake of completing it. Now we are going to, please remember, we'll start only Vijnanamaya. Okay. Vijnanam Yajnam Tanute. Vijnanavan hi Yajnam Tanoti. Shaddhari Purvakam. Ataha Vijnanasya Kartrutvam Tanute Iti. Karmanicha Tanute. Yasmad Vijnana Kartrukam Sarvam Tasmad Yuktam Vijnanamayaha Atma Brahma Iti. Vijnanam Yajnam Tanute. The one who has knowledge performs yajnas. With knowledge, indeed, one performs rituals, which are preceded by Shraddha. Therefore, see, Vijnanam Yajnam Tanute, the one who has, Vijnanavan hi Yajnam Tanoti Shraddhadi Purvakam. Vijnanavan, the one who has knowledge, Tanoti performs Yajnam Yajnas. How? Shraddhadi Purvakam. With knowledge, Vijnanavan, indeed, one performs rituals, Yajnam Tanoti, which are preceded by Shraddha. Shraddhadi Purvakam, which are preceded by Shraddha. Ataha, therefore, the doership of Vijnana, Vijnanasya Kartrutvam. See, Vijnanam should be taken as Vijnanamaya Atma. Ataha, therefore, Vijnanasya Kartrutvam, the doership of Vijnana, Vijnanamaya Atma, Kartrutvam, Vijnanasya Kartrutvam, Tanute Iti. Therefore, the doership of Vijnana is said by the verb Tanute, through implication. Vijnanamaya performs worldly actions also. Karmanicha Tanute. Yasmad Vijnana Kartrukam Sarvam Tasmad Yuktam Vijnanamayaha Atma Brahma Iti. Since every action has its doership in Vijnanamaya, it is but proper to say Vijnanamaya Atma is Brahman. Since every action has its doership in Vijnanamaya, it is but proper to say Vijnanamaya Atma is Brahman. Yasmat Vijnana Kartrukam Sarvam, Sarvam Vijnana Kartrukam Tasmat Yuktam. It is proper, it is appropriate to say Vijnanamaya Atma is Brahman. Vijnanamaya Atma Brahma. इति विज्ञानमयः आत्मा ब्रह्म इति युक्तम्. सिंस एवरी एक्शन हैज इट्स ड्यूअरशिप इन विज्ञानमय इट इज बट प्रॉपर टू से विज्ञानमय आत्मा इज ब्रह्म. ओके, द विज्ञानमय इज द डूअर ऑफ ऑल एक्शंस इंक्लूडिंग यज्ञादि कर्मास. सो विज्ञानमय हैज टू बी अ वेरी इनफॉर्म्ड पर्सन. He creates the situations to listen to the Shastram by gathering enough punyam through ishta karma, ishtam karma. So Vijnanamaya, he creates situations to listen to the Shastram by gathering enough punyam through ishtam karma. Vedic rituals and poor ishtam karma, Vedic rituals and Purtam karma, reaching out activities. Trishtam karma, Vedic rituals and Purtam karma, reaching out activities. One needs special punyam to enter the halls of Shastra. So, Vijnanamayaha is the person we are interested in. Vijnanam is knowledge of means and ends. Vijnanam is knowledge of means and ends, and also knowledge of how to do a karma like yajna. Knowledge cannot perform yajna as it does not have doership. But without knowledge also, action is not possible. Bhashyakara says, Vijnanam Yajnam Tanute means Vijnanavan hi Purushaha Yajnam Tanoti Karoti. One who has knowledge indeed does Vaidika Karmas. He has received this knowledge from his father or teacher or from a reliable source. How does he act? Shraddhadi Purvakam. With Shraddha in the Shastram and following all the stipulations. Therefore, Vijnanasya Kartrutvam Tanute Iti. There is figurative mention of doership for Vijnanam. It is just an expression. Karma Nicha Tanute. Vijnanamaya does other actions also. Yajna also is karma. Therefore, the word karmani here means laukika karmas only. Yajna having been covered already. Adhyayanam, learning, daily recitation. Adhyayanam, learning, daily recitation. And adhyapanam, sharing knowledge or Vaidika karmas. When you are listening to me in the class, it is Vaidikam karma. If you go for work, it is Laukikam karma. Sarvasya sarvam karma Vijnana kartrukam eva. All actions of all people have Vijnanamaya as doer. Karma, having Vijnanam as its doer, is Vijnana Kartrukam, and adjective to Sarvam Karma. All karmas, whether done by me or you or anyone else, are Vijnana Kartrukam. There is an order, Samashti here, and therefore it is Yuktam proper that Vijnanamaya Atma is Hiranyagarbha. The individual Vijnanamaya is an effect connected to the total Hiranyagarbha, which is the cause. It has its pratishtha in Hiranyagarbha. So Shastram says this very clearly. All karmas, whether done by me or you or anyone else, are Vijnana Kartrukam. There is an order samashtihi here. And therefore, it is yuktam proper that Vijnanamaya Atma is Hiranyagarbha. The individual Vijnanamaya is an effect connected to the total Hiranyagarbha, which is the cause. It has its pratishtha in Hiranyagarbha. So, Shastram says this very clearly. Kincha Vijnanam Brahma. Sarve Devaha Indradayaha Jeshtam Prathama Janyatvat. Jeshtam Prathama Janyatvat. Sarva Pravrittinam Va Tat Purvakatvat Prathamajam Vijnanam Brahma Upasate Dhyayanti. I want to tell you one small thing. Jeshtam. He said be Jeshtam because he is the firstborn. Before Virat, he is born. Therefore, Jeshtam. Okay, two reasons. Why he said to be the firstborn? Before Virat, Hiranyagarbha is born. Therefore, he is said to be the firstborn. And in all transactions, Vijnanamaya alone is there as the knower playing the first. Vijnanamaya plays the first role of knowing, which is to be followed by desire and then performance of action. See, Jnanam first precedes. Knowledge must be there first. Then desire comes later. Then comes action. Jnanam first, desire later, then comes action. Therefore, it is said, Hiranyagarbha is said to be the Jeshtam Brahma. Okay, let me read next. Further, Kincha, further, all the Devas, Sarve Devaha, Indradayaha, Sarve Devaha, Indradayaha, Indra and so on, Vijnanam Brahma Upasate, worship, that is, meditate on this Hiranyagarbha. Further, all the Devas beginning from Indra, worship, that is, meditate on this Hiranyagarbha, the total Vijnanamaya, which is the foremost, because he is the firstborn, and because all actions are preceded by all knowledge, Hiranyagarbha. Two reasons he has given. Why he is called Jeshtam? He is the firstborn before the Virat, and all actions are preceded by Hiranyagarbha, all knowledge. Therefore, he is called Jeshtam Brahma. Okay. Sarve Devaha, Indradayaha, Chakshuradayaha api, Vijnanam Brahma Upasate. I am reading page number 272. All the Devas like Indra and also senses like eyes, Jeshtam Brahma Upasate Dhyayanti. Meditate on Hiranyagarbha. Senses are also called Devas because they are shining in nature and illumine objects. Upasate means, see, the reason is given why sense organs are called Devas. Senses are also called Devas because they are shining in nature and illumine objects. Upasate means Devas carry out their respective functions without fail. People ask, how do Devas meditate? Please understand this. Devas, Upasate, Devaha Upasate means Devas carry out their respective functions without fail. They do what they are set to do. Later it will be said. Bhishasmadvatah pavate is going to be said what it means by stating that all Devas meditate. Vayu keeps moving on. moving and so on, and does not stagnate anywhere. When sadhus go on a pilgrimage on foot, they come across nice places and a nice family to take care, and they get stuck there. Suppose Vayu says, this place is very beautiful, let me stay here. There'll be problem in other places. Or if it falls in love with your lungs, which is cozy place, you cannot accommodate it there always. There is a double message. I love you, O Vayu, go get out and then get in. Fortunately, Vayu does its job of blowing as ordained by Hiranyagarbha. It is Bhagavan's niyati order. Due to that order alone, sun rises in the morning, water flows down, all the devas do their jobs as though with devotion and with the spirit of contribution. It is as though they are doing upasanam. It's a very beautiful thing to understand. Bhagavan has ordered. Hiranyagarbha is called Jeshtaha because he is Prathamajaha, being born first. Or Sarva Pravrittinam Va Tat Purvakatvat. All actions are preceded by Vijnanam. Vijnanamaya is Hiranyagarbha, who is all knowledge, Ishvara. The word Hiranyam means gold, and Jnanam shines like gold. So Jnanam is called Hiranyam. Hiranyam Jnanam Garbhe Yasya Saha Hiranyagarbha. One in whom resides all knowledge, or Tat Purvakam, can be taken as Hiranyagarbha Purvaka. His Jnanam is the basis for any karma that is done. All the devas also come into being because of Hiranyagarbha. In fact, the individuality of every devata is drawn from Hiranyagarbha, and all devas are included in him. An individual devata is there for specific prayer. A specific prayer for a particular deity is more directed. General prayer is like penicillin. General penicillin will destroy all bacteria, including benign ones. So we have inhibited penicillin, which attacks certain strain of bacteria alone. That is called specific. I am using this example for driving home this general and specific prayer. There is a general prayer to Ishvara. It is like a sprayer, like spraying pesticides from a machine without aim. It may fall on certain plants. The other is prayer directed to a specific deity for a specific purpose. Hiranyagarbha includes all deities, and he is the basis of all activities.
Swamini?
Yeah?
Somewhere we said Vijnanamayam is Mahatattvam and Manomayam is Hiranyagarbha. Now, Ippa vandu Vijnanamayam is also Hiranyagarbha. Oh,
Yeah, now what it says, you take the whole samashti. See, samashti prana, samashti indriyani, samashti manaha, samashti buddhihi, samashti vijnanam, samashti ahankara also. You take the entire antakaranam and pranas and indriyani. The sukshma sharam samashti, if you take the whole also, one name is given Hiranyagarbha. See, samashti manaha, samashti buddhihi, samashti pranaha, samashti indriyani, all total put together also is called Hiranyagarbha. Now, the Hiranyagarbha is separately. You see Hiranyagarbha as only samashti prana. Samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha is called sutratma.
Okay.
A And samashti buddhihi, if you see, Hiranyagarbha is called Mahatattva. And the same Hiranyagarbha, samashti manaha is called Hiranyagarbha.
Okay.
And so Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha, Sutratma, all three together constitute one Hiranyagarbha.
Okay. Thank you, Swami.
And Swami, then Jastam is before Hiranyagarbha.
What is it?
No, Jastam, you said it's a person.
Jastam, yeah. See, Jeshtam means Prathamajam, first born. So why Hiranyagarbha is said to be first born? Because before the Virat comes, Hiranyagarbha is born. See, even Puranas beautifully talk about it. Now that's what I'm doing in Narayaniyam. It's beautifully said how Hiranyagarbha, see, the manifestation of consciousness in subtle matter. So the subtle matter with manifestation of consciousness is called Hiranyagarbha. First, subtle matter has to come. Only then, through subtle, the gross universe comes into being. Therefore, Virat is the gross universe. So before the manifestation of Virat, there must be manifestation of Hiranyagarbha, which subtle manifestation. Who comes first, Virat or subtle? First, your eyes have to be there only to see the light. Light is seen later on. Light precedes what? Light. Knowledge of light presupposes your seeing power. Your seeing power, isn't it? Like that, what comes first? So Hiranyagarbha precedes the Virat. Therefore, firstborn, Prathamajaha. Okay. And to do any action, you must have a desire to do. The desire is possible, action is possible, only if you have knowledge how to do. See, you must know some furniture, what you like is in IKEA. First, you have the knowledge first. Then you have a desire. Okay, it's available. Knowledge is first. Then you have a desire to go. Then you go to buy it. So, Icha Jnana Shakti precedes the Icha Shakti. Icha Shakti precedes the Karma, Kriya Shakti. So, all three. So, Karma is preceded by desire. Desire is preceded by knowledge. Therefore, Vijnana, knowledge happens with Vijnanamaya. It is the first one. Two reasons are given. Why Hiranyagarbha is called Prathamajaha? Or we can say even intellect is called Prathamajam. See, now we are analyzing the Samashti Vijnanamaya, which is actually analysis of the Vyashti Manaha Buddhi also. Mm-hmm. Samashti Buddhi, Vyashti Buddhi, we don't need to know separately. So it is, he said, is it clear now? Jeshtam?
Yes, okay. Swami, thank you.
I'm reading it again. There is a general prayer to Ishvara. It is like a sprayer, like spraying pesticides from a machine without aim. It may fall on certain plants. The other prayer is directed to a specific deity for a specific purpose. Hiranyagarbha includes all devatas, all deities. And he is the basis for all activities. Tasmin Vijnanamaya, see, it's all understanding Bhagavan as an order. Tasmin Vijnanamaya Brahmani, Vijnanamaya Brahmani, Abhimanam Kritva Upasate Ityartha. They meditate on Vijnanamaya as Hiranyagarbha. By identifying with him. Tasmin Vijnanamaye Brahmani Hiranyagarbhe Abhimanam Kritva. Being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha, with the awareness of the total, all these devas do upasana. It's a very important line. Being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha, with the awareness of the total, all these devas do upasana. Or, in the samashti upadhihi, they have their asmat pratyaha, I notion, resolved, and then subserving the samashtihi, they function. Otherwise, they cannot perform action. It is just living a life in the awareness of the total. See, this is very important. It is just living a life in the awareness of the total. Now you can understand why I repeated this sentence many times whenever before. I copied from Swamiji only. Living a meditative life means living one's life in the awareness of Ishvara, being the total. Naturally, the activities themselves become upasanam. As the Bhagavad Gita says, Swakarmanatam abhyarchya siddhim vindati manavaha. Doing one's own karma that is to be done at a given time and place, one worships Ishvara. In the same way, devas also do their jobs, giving up abhimana in their own upadhi. In the same way, devas also do their jobs, giving up abhimanam in their own upadhi and having abhimana in the total. Tasmat te mahato brahmana upasanat jnaneshwaryavantaha bhavanti. Tasmat mahato brahmana upasanat jnaneshwaryavantaha bhavanti. Tasmat. Therefore, they, those people, mahataha brahmanaha upasanat, because of their upasanam on the great Hiranyagarbha, mahataha brahmanaha upasanat, because of their upasanam on the great Hiranyagarbha, jnana aishwaryavantaha bhavanti, they become endowed with knowledge and overlordship. Jnanavantaha, they become endowed with knowledge. Aishwaryavantaha, they become endowed with overlordship. So, jnana aishwaryavantaha, jnaneshwaryavantaha, vriddhishandi, make a note. Jnana aishwaryavantaha, jnaneshwaryavantaha bhavanti. They become endowed with knowledge and overlordship. Aishwaryavan aishwaryavantaha, jnanavan jnanavantaha. So jnanavantaha aishwaryavantaha, jnaneshwaryavantaha bhavanti. Katam brahmanaha upasanat. Kidrushasya brahmanaha upasanat, mahataha brahmanaha upasanat. So because of their upasanam on the great Hiranyagarbha, they become endowed with knowledge and overlordship. They are engaged in the work of the samashtihi total. Eyes are individual. Wherever eyes are there, there is sight. This is a fact. This fact is samashtihi total. That is devata. While doing its job, if that devata is aware of Hiranyagarbha, who is the sum total of all aspects, it becomes Aishwaryavan, Satya Sankalpavan. While doing its job, if the devata is aware of Hiranyagarbha, who is the sum total of all aspects, it becomes Aishwaryavan, Satya Sankalpavan. You can invoke the devata for a result and the devata can bless it. That is extension of the same logic. Something very nice about it. They are engaged in the work of the samashtihi total. Eyes are individual. Wherever eyes are there, there is sight. That is a fact. This fact is samashtihi total. That is devata. While doing its job, so understand the devata concept here. The fact is samashtihi. And that samashtihi being the samashtihi, the total, the fact being the total is devata. While doing its job, if that devata is aware of Hiranyagarbha, who is the sum total of all aspects, it becomes Aishwaryavan, Satya Sankalpavan. You can invoke the devata for a result and that devata can bless it. that is extension of the same logic. Tatcha vijnanam brahma ched. Tat stands for upasanam. Tat upasanam. Vijnanam brahma ched. Yadi veda vijanati. Nakevalam vedeva tasmate. Brahmanaha ched na pramadyati. Tasmat brahmanaha na pramadyati ched. Bahyeshu api anatmasu. Atma bhavitatvat. Praptam vijnanamaye brahmani. Atma bhavanayaha pramadanam. Ataha tanivrityartam uchyate. Tasmat chenna pramadyati iti. If one knows that Hiranyagarbha, if one knows that Hiranyagarbha, yadi, chet means yadi. Please note, make the note, chet means yadi. Yadi veda vijanati. Veda means vijanati. Yadi vijanati. Chet veda means yadi vijanati. If one knows what vijnanam brahma, if one knows that Hiranyagarbha, see, vijnanam yadi vijanati, chedveda yadi vijanati, vijnanam brahma. If one knows that Hiranyagarbha or meditates on him as identified with total knowledge, not only does one know, na kevalam veda eva, na kevalam veda eva, not only does one know, but also one does not slip away. Tasmat brahmanaha, from that brahman, na pramadyati chet, na pramadyati. So not only does one know, but also one does not slip away. The statement, if one does not slip away from that, is meant to ward off any slip from the identification that I am Vijnanamaya Brahma. Bahyeshu api anatmasu atma bhavitatvat praptam Vijnanamaya Brahmani atma bhavanayaha pramadanam ataha tannivrityartam uchyate. Tasmat chenna pramadyati iti. I'm reading the English now. If one knows the Hiranyagarbha or meditates on him as identified with the total knowledge, not only does one know, but also one does not slip away. Na pramadyati. The statement, if one does not slip away from that, is meant to ward off any slip from the identification that I am Vijnanamaya Brahma. The possibility of a slip is there due to identification with the external anatmas as oneself. It's only for meditation purpose. Yaha tatcha vijnanam brahma yadi veda. Yaha tatcha vijnanam brahma yadi veda. Suppose one knows the fact that Hiranyagarbha pervades him and he is non-separate from the total. And na kevalam veda eva, not only does he just know, but also tasmat chetna pramadyati. Pramadanam na karoti, does not move away from that. There is a result which is going to follow. We talk about moving away because there is a well-oriented Atma Buddhi in Annamaya and so on, which are Anatma. The verb Veda means recognizing the samashti pervading and sustaining the individual Veshti. It's a very important word. See, Veda means, we say meditates or knows. What it implies is, Swamiji repeatedly says this. You know, living in awareness of the total. So he says, something nice, you can't find any translation. You can check any of the Upanishad books. You will not find this explanation. The verb Veda means recognizing the samashti, the total, pervading and sustaining the individual. So samashti pervades the vyashti and sustains the vyashti. Like ocean pervades the wave and sustains the wave. So also at every level, Virat pervades the vyashti and sustains the vyashti. So Sutratma pervades the vyashti and sustains the vyashti. Hiranyagarbha pervades the vyashti manaha and sustains the vyashti. So also Vijnanamayaha, Samashti Vijnanam Brahma pervades and sustains the vyashti. So the verb Veda means recognizing the samashti, pervading and sustaining the individual vyashti. There is possibility of slipping away because it is a thinking process, a kind of dhyanam and not jnanam. With reference to vijnanamaya atma, the earlier three atmas are bahya, external, available for objectification. And so they are anatmas. There was previously Atma Buddhi in Annamaya, etc. And it was a very well entrenched notion. There was previously Atma Buddhi in Annamaya, etc. And it was a very well entrenched notion. Meditation is based on, okay, See, meditation is based on the relative fact that I am Vijnanamayaha is non-different from Vijnanamayaha. Is it? I am non-different from Hiranyagarbha. Whereas Jnanam is of the absolute fact. So slipping away is not possible. One has to continue to maintain the thinking process of seeing the oneness or living in awareness of the total. There was previously Atma Buddhi, Annamaya, etc. And it was a very well entrenched notion. It was not a one-time mistake that one has mistaken oneself to be body, prana and so on. One has lived with that mistake for several lives. And in this life also, all these years, there was no correction of this mistake at any time. It was considered to be sane to have Dehatma Buddhihi. People also point out to reach to each other. You are not taking care of your body and so on. They conclude you are the body. In this everybody is sane because it is a universal mistake. So the possibility of slipping away is always there. If it is jnanam, there is no possibility of slipping away. If it relates to meditation of the individual on the total, then only you have to maintain the awareness of the samashti. And there can be a slip. Any maintenance is a problem. We build a beautiful building with all facilities and after a few months, nothing works. Since there is a possibility of moving away from the awareness of the total due to pressure, tannivrityartham, to avoid this moving away, tasmat chena pramadyati iti uchyate, it is said by the Shruti, if one does not slip from that. Bhashyakara explains what is meant by Vijnanam Brahmached Veda. Annamayadishu Atma Bhavam Hitva Kevale Vijnanamaye Brahmani Atmatvam Bhavayan Aste Chet Ityartha. Annamayadishu Atma Bhavam Hitva Kevale Vijnanamaye Brahmani Atmatvam Bhavayan Aste Chet Ityartha. It means if one remains giving up the notion of self in the physical body, annamayadishu atma bhavam hitva, if one remains giving up the notion of self in the physical body, etc., and identifying only with the Hiranyagarbha as the self, kevale vijnanamaye brahmani atmatvam bhavayan aste chet ityartha. It means annamayadishu atma bhavam hitva, giving up the I notion in body, etc., and kevale vijnanamaye brahmani atmatvam bhavayan, having the I notion only in Hiranyagarbha, not vijnanamaya koshaha. It can be either ahangraha upasanam or contemplation that I am non-separate from vijnanamaya brahma. If one stays with the awareness of the total at the level of vijnanamaya, if one stays with the awareness of the total at the level of vijnanamaya, what will happen? Tatah kim syat, tatah kim syat iti uchyate. Sharire papmanaha hitva, sharirabhimana nimitta hi sarve papmanaha. What will happen then? That is being said. Giving up all the papas in the body. Sharire papmanaha hitva, giving up all the papas in the body. Sharira abhimana nimitta hi sarve papmanaha. Sarve papmanaha, all papas, sarve sarvani papani, all papas, sarve papmanaha are due to the identification with the body only. Sharira abhimana nimittahi eva sarve papmanaha. All papas are due to identification with the body only. Tatah kim syat, tatah kim syat. Then what will happen? Sharire papmano hitva, giving up papas in the body. Sharira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. All the papas are due to identification with the body. The word papmanaha means papas. Then, the stem being papam, like the stem atman, the papman. The word papmanaha means papas. The stem being papman, like the stem atman. When there is abhimana in the body, naturally, there is complete alienation from the total, and the whole jagat becomes something inimical. You have to fend and defend all the time. Transgression of dharma becomes inevitable. Everyone is programmed to survive, and one assumes the stand of a ninja, fighter against the world all the time. You have to fight against unknown forces like the invisible bacteria, that enters you when you breathe air. The forces include your own past karma, seen through various planets in the horoscope. The insecurity is immediate, therefore, papa karma becomes inevitable. You have to compete with others in society. In competition, you pray for success, which means you are praying for the loss of the other. In a game where there can be only one winner, this is considered legitimate. We have created norms which provide legitimacy to what we do. In the prayer itself, there is some papa. In the prayer itself, there is some papa. There is no other way in the world of competition. That means legally we hurt each other. In the eyes of the law of karma and dharma, there can be papa. Therefore, all papas are due to identification with the body. It is impossible for the one who knows the Atma, that is unassociated with anything, to reap any punya papam. The insecure alone does papa karma. The more secure you are, the more free you are. The more free are you from papa karma. The more secure you are, the more free are you from papa karma, because you are secure. Therefore, sharira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. So, papan is a masculine gender word.
So, many in the prayer itself,
yeah,
there's some papa.
Yeah. Now what he means is, see, we do pluck a vegetable from a plant, you know, and then we do cause pain. From the standpoint of, in the books of Dharma and Karma, it is papa karma. You do cause pain to a plant. But now, then afterwards, you cook the food, you offer it to Bhagavan, you pray, please leave me off my, all my papams. You pray and eat. Means, the prayer itself is a papa, means the very prayer itself, because we helplessly, inevitably, we do some papa karmas. Sometimes unknowingly, sometimes inevitably. That is why papa. Prayer is not papam. Whenever you pray, there is a papa karma. Papa karma only makes you pray also. If there is no punya papam at all in your account, you don't need to pray. That is possible only in jnanam. Only in jnanam, when you see yourself as atma, then there's no papam, no punyam, no prayer, but it's a culmination of bhakti. So I'll read it, paragraph. See, the insecurity is immediate. Therefore, papa karma becomes inevitable. You have to compete with others. Sorry, you have to compete with others in society. In competition, you pray for success. When you pray for success in competition, then what happens? You are praying for the failure of others. When you pray for your success, and there's all, you are really praying for the failure of others, that's why it's a papa karma. Got it? So I should win the lottery. Mm-hmm. It means I'm indirectly praying for the others not winning. That's a papa karma. You can pray anything for anything for you, but at the same time, if it is going to cause loss for others, at the cost of others' loss only, you are going to get it, means that prayer is also papa karma only. Amazing. How sukshma, subtle this prayer, this thing. So, you have to compete with others in society. In competition, you pray for success, which means you're praying for the loss of the other. Got it? You're praying for the loss of the other. In a game where there can be only one winner, this is considered legitimate. We have created norms which provide legitimacy to what we do. In the prayer itself, there is some papam. Oh my God, so subtle. There is no other way in the world of competition. That means legally we hurt each other. In the eyes of the law of karma and dharma, there can be papam. Therefore, all papams are due to identification with the body. It is impossible for the one who knows the Atma, that is also unassociated with anything, to reap any punya papam. The insecure alone does papa karma. The more secure you are, the more free are you from papa karma. Because you are secure. Therefore, sharira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. Teshancha vijnanamaye brahmani. Teshancha vijnanamaye brahmani atma abhimanat. Teshancha vijnanamaye brahmani atma abhimanat. Nimittapaye hanam upapadyate. Nimittapaye hanam upapadyate. Chatrapaye iva chayayaha. Chatrapaya iva chayayaha. See, chatrasya apaye chayayaha apayaha iva. Chatrasya apaye. I want to make a note. Chatrapaya means the ekar is dropped. So chatrasya apayaha chatrapayaha. Chatrapaye chayayaha chatrasya apaye chayayaha apayaha iva. So what he says, vijnanamaye brahmani atma abhimanat. When there is identification with Hiranyagarbha, the vijnanamaya brahma, as the self, atma abhimanat, because of the identity with Hiranyagarbha as the self, hanam, the destruction of papams, are possible, are tenable, due to the removal of their cause. Nimitta apaye means due to the removal of the cause. What is the removal of the cause? Identification with the body. It is like the shade going away. The going away of the shade when the umbrella is folded. Chatrasya apaye chayayaha apayaha. So removal of the shade is because the removal of the umbrella. Similarly, when you remove the identification, which is the cause of the papam, then papam also goes. What he says. So when there is identification with the Hiranyagarbha as the self, the destruction of papas are tenable due to the removal of their cause, that is identification with the body. It is like the shade going away when the umbrella is folded. That being so, vijnanamaye brahmani atma bhave sati. When one recognizes vijnanamaya brahma as oneself, without any indifference, there is no possibility of doing papa karma. Why? Because nimitta apaye naimittika apayaha. When there is elimination of cause, effect also is gone. Sharira abhimanam is nimittam, cause, and the papam is the effect. Sharira abhimanam is the nimittam, the cause, and papa is the effect. From the abhimana in physical body, one moves to abhimana in prana, manaha, and vijnanam. When one has given up abhimana with the physical body and identifies with vijnanamaya, that has knowledge of dharma, there is no way of transgressing dharma. At that level, he is completely pervaded by Hiranyagarbha due to his meditation. Therefore, what is said by the Shastram is Upabannam proper, that all papas are removed for such a person due to absence of nimitta cause, which is Sharira Abhimanam. An example is given. Like Chatrapaye Chayayaha Iva. When the umbrella is folded, which is Nimittam, the shade which is Naimittikam effect also is gone. Hanam means elimination, absence. Here, it is not complete negation of papas. And that is why Bhashyakara gives such an argument. It is not total because we are speaking at the level of Vijnanamaya. The possibility of going against dharma is there, but it is remote. Now he makes it very clear what is meant by giving up all papa karmas. See, if identity is shifted from individual buddhi to samashti buddhi, then you have relative freedom, because you're relatively free from all punya papams, not totally. Only at the absolute level, when you see yourself as very consciousness, which is distinct even from Anandamaya, only then absolutely you become free from papam. Because even at the ahankara is there at the Vijnanamaya level. Okay. Tasmat Sharirabhimana Nimittan. Tasmat, therefore, Sharirabhimana Nimittan Sarvan Papmanaha Sharira Prabhavan Sharire Yeva Hitva Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupa Pannaha Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupa Pannaha Tatsthan Sarvan Karman Vijnanamayena Yeva Atmana Samashnute Samyag Bhumte Ityartaha. Tasmat Sharira Abhimana Nimittan Sarvan Papmanaha Sharira Prabhavan Sharire Yeva Hitva Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupa Pannaha Tatsthan Sarvan Kaman Vijnanamayena Yeva Atmana Samashnute Samyak Bhunte Ityartaha. Therefore, having abandoned all papams arising from the body because of identification with it in the body itself, and having attained the swarupam of Vijnanamaya Brahma, one enjoys well indeed in the form of Vijnanamaya Atma, all desirable things that are in Vijnanamaya Brahma. The phalam, result of shifting the abhimanam in the body to Vijnanamaya is, being told here as freedom from all the papams and also the enjoyment of all objects. How does this happen? Even when he is in the body, he accomplishes this by identifying with Hiranyagarbha, identifying with Vijnanamaya Brahma. After that, he gains all karmas in Brahmaloka. He gains all kamas. After that, he gains all kamas in Brahmaloka, in the form of Hiranyagarbha. There are two ways of enjoyment. You fulfill a desire for a desirable thing, or you grow out of the desire. Then also there is enjoyment. It is born of contentment that I do not require it. the phalam, result of shifting the abhimana in the body to vijnanamaya, is being told here as freedom from all the papams and also the enjoyment of all objects. How does this happen? Even when he is in the body, he accomplishes this by identifying with vijnanamaya Brahma. After that, he gains all karmas in Brahmaloka, all kamas in Brahmaloka, in the form of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, two ways of enjoyment. You fulfill a desire for a desirable thing, or you grow out of the desire. Then also, there is enjoyment. It is born of contentment, and I do not require it. It's amazing fact, that is. Beautiful. Yeah, Ahangara Upasana means, see, it is two upasanas. Suppose if you see, now you're able to, it can be from the very basic level. If you see office, if you repeatedly see the fact of, it's a fact also, Ranjiji. See, your physical body is non-different from Samashti Annam, isn't it? The wave definitely is non-different from the ocean. There cannot be something called wave at all, independently, by itself, without the ocean being around. If a wave has to be there, enjoying the status of being the wave, there must be ocean around the wave. Like that, even at the physical level, if it is, say, your physical body itself, no individual physical body can exist by itself independently, all by itself, without the samashti. I'm coming one by step, step by step. Please listen. So, this is what is understanding the individual body being non-different from samashti, total, corresponding total, is what's a fact. Individual vyashti's body is non-different from samashti. This is a fact. Understanding this fact being a fact that body is samashti annam, if you say this is a fact, knowledge. But then, based on this fact, if you see your physical body as annam brahma, okay, wave as ocean, like that, this physical body, you see the physical body as samashti annam, is called annam brahma upasanam. Body is annam, if you see, it is the knowledge of a fact. Seeing the body as samashti annam is a meditation based on the fact. This is called what? Ahangraha upasanam. You are invoking the total in the individual. Okay, Ahangraha upasanam means seeing the total, invoking the total in oneself. By seeing what? If I see my physical body as Virat, I am invoking the Virat in my individual physical body. My individual physical body becomes Alambanam to invoke the Virat. It is becomes Ahangraha upasanam. So also at every level, this Panchakosha Prakriya is so beautiful. Taittiriya Upanishad is famous for this Prakriya. At every level it teaches you. This is what gradually moving, shifting. Now I repeatedly see my physical body as Virat, Virat, Virat. Where am I? My identity with the body goes. Only Virat is there. Now I shift. At the same time I see my own pranas. All these functions are happening. My digestion is Hiranyagarbha. My excretion is Hiranyagarbha. The Sutratma. All these functions. Circulation is Sutratma. I see all these specific individual functions as Samashti Prana Sutratma. This is a fact. Vyashti Prana is non-different from Samashti Prana is a fact. Seeing the fact of Vyashti being non-different from Samashti is Jnanam. And seeing the Vyashti as Samashti based on the fact that it is non-different from Samashti is Upasana. It is Upasana, meditation. And even for practicing this Upasana, there is a relative given benefit. And this is Ahangraha Upasana also. It is Upasana as well as Ahangraha Upasana. Why? Because Samashti becomes invoked in the Vyashti. Your own Vyashti Prana becomes Alambanam for Samashti. Then it is Upasanam, Ahangraha Upasanam. Then similarly also you see your own mind. Mind being non-different from Hiranyagarbha. This is This is the fact, based on the fact again. So Upasanam is always invoking the total in individual based on the fact that the total is individual, that the individual is the total. Invoking the total upon the individual. So at Vijnanamaya level also, you see Samashti now, the repeated practice, what happens? Already you have shifted your ahankara, I sense, from Annamaya, Manomaya, Pranamaya. Now at this level also, Radhaji, you see, okay, this Vyashti Vijnanamayaha is non-different from Samashti Vijnanam Brahma Mahatattvam. Okay, this becomes Ahangraha Upasanam also. But what happens, we must have already resolved the identity with the Anatma at three levels. I must be able to see, oh, I am definitely not the body, not the mind, not the pranas. But at this level, I'm still identities with the antakarna. And even then, I do not see this antakarna alone as myself. I see this vyashti antakarna, vyashti buddhihi, the individual vijnanamaya, being non-different from samashti vijnanam brahma, samashti vijnanamaya, known as mahatattvam. And this becomes ahangraha upasam, which means I'm invoking Hiranyagarbha mahatattvam in my individual intellect. So my individual intellect becomes the alambanam for invoking samashti vijnanam, vijnanamayaha, mahatattvam, hiranyagarbha. Then it is a ahangraha upasanam. Otherwise, it's simple upasanam also, meditation. I'm repeatedly seeing this individual mind, which alone enjoys the doership. Who is the doer? You not definitely body, not because without vijnanam, even desire is not possible. Therefore, this action is not possible. So this vyashti vijnanam is the kartrutvam, alone has the kartrutvam, has the jnatrutvam. The knower status, doer status is possible because of vijnanamaya. And this vijnanamaya is non-different from samashti vijnanamaya. Therefore, you are resolving individuality in totality at this level. And this is what is living in the awareness of the total, Bhagavishwara, Bhagavan. It's an order, given order. Every level of experience is seen as an order, Bhagavan. It's upasanam. It's also ahangraha upasanam, because samashti is invoked upon your own intellect. You see Hiranyagarbha as your own buddhi. Then it is ahangraha upasanam. Aham graha means grihyate. See, now your identity is with the vijnanamaya. Okay. But what is aham for you now? Vijnanamaya. Now at this level, your identity is with the vijnanamaya. So aham. What is aham for you? I am vijnanamaya. This aham. And this aham, grihyate, is taken. Okay. You see, aham, I is taken to be samashti vijnanamaya. Grihyate, aham graha means aham iti grihyate. Already our vijnanamaya is samashti brahma, samashti vijnanamaya only. It's a fact. So understanding of one's individual vijnanamaya being non-different from samashti vijnanamaya is jnanam.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on this jnanam, I still yet to become clear for me. Based on this jnanam, what Shastra reveals,
yes,
if I take the aham as, taking the I as samashti vijnanamaya, is ahangraha upasanam. Grihyate. See, whenever we invoke Bhagavan in ourselves, means in any of our, wherever our identity is, if I invoke Bhagavan, the total, at any level, at the physical level, prana level, buddhi level, mind level, even anandamaya level, until then, if I invoke Bhagavan, then that becomes ahangraha upasanam. If I invoke Bhagavan outside of, suppose on a murti, I see Krishna stand in front of me as Bhagavan the whole. That is upasanam. But if you see, invoke in my own body, if I see it as Krishna. Suppose I see my dark complexion as Krishna's color. That's also ahangraha upasanam. I must be involved, Arji. Anything pertaining to me, if I use as alambanam, it becomes ahangraha upasana. Anything pertaining to me is taken as an alambanam for the total. That's why in Devi Mahatma also we say that Sindurana Vigraham, we say Ahamitti, Ahamittya Vibhavaye Bhavani. I see Bhavani as myself. There also Ahangraha Upasana only. Invoking the Samashti in upon Vyashti is Ahangraha Upasana. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Yubhyo Namaha. Hari Om
Hari Om.